us toll free, 800-259-9231. As we launch an hour number one of the program, it's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
Once again, that number is 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Start things out tonight. Talk a little bit more about something that came up at the beginning of the week when, I don't know if you you heard this episode, Wayne, but Mark has come out in favor.
Oh, God. He just loves parading this around.
I think it's wonderful. I think it's excellent news. He's come out in favor of secession.
Wow. I thought you were going to tell me he was a gay porn star.
No, that was in his old life. But I thought it was great news. I thought it was something that deserved to be discussed. We talked about it, of course, on Monday night. And then just so happened the next day on Lou Rockwell, Michael Rozoff, one of the authors there, wrote an article called On Dissolving the United States of America. So this must be synergy or something like that. Yeah, it's something that was meant to be, Mark. And
well, I'm not saying that I think that the secession is the only solution. But I'm open to
the
idea.
It's a darn good one.
It seems at this point, looking at the Ron Paul campaign, the incredible amount of work that and money that people have put into the Ron Paul campaign mm-hmm. to get something done, and so little the small amount that's occurred so far. Maybe we'll see something really incredible happen. But
miraculous.
It's getting into that category very soon.
You know, it's funny. Last Wednesday, when Mark seemed very discouraged, I could kind of feel that bubbling up in him, and I just didn't know what was going to come out of it.
There you go.
I think it's pretty cool that you finally spoke up and you let it kind of come through you.
So, I just don't think that anything can be done with the United States government by...
It's hopeless. It really is.
By people who are... organized, they're motivated, they're doing things, and there's I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of people are Ron Paul supporters, how many people are really
at least a few hundred thousand, I would think,
they're really on board here, and nothing's getting done. All they want is freedom. All they want is the government to leave them alone, and they are getting nowhere with that.
Well, because the majority of people are still voting for the other guys.
Right. The majority of people want to be in control of your life. They want to tell you what to do, and it's sickening.
I'm not going to go that far, but I will say that I think you have to let things reach critical mass, and they're quickly approaching that, and there are a certain percentage of Americans who still are snowed by the establishment.
You think it's reaching, it's quickly approaching critical mass on a nationwide scale, the ideas of freedom?
Well, yes, I do, and I think that in the
that's
coming...
That's awfully optimistic.
In the coming
I like
years,
that. I like optimism, but I don't see it, man.
Well, you got to look at demographics first. You know, the younger people coming
up. We did
up.
Look at some of those statistics. Were you here on that episode where we chewed on some of the Ron Paul exit polls from New Hampshire?
I wasn't on the show that day, but I think I did listen to the podcast.
Young people.
Yes.
Yeah, young people and actually a-religious people were more likely than anyone else to vote for Ron Paul.
Yeah, I think Ron Paul the way he's positioned himself might not be totally optimal, but he's really sticking to his principles, and I understand that, and he's not playing to one audience differently from the other, and I think that's good. That's straightforward, and we need more of that, and it's very refreshing. But I think over time, as people start to realize just how messed up our country and our economy have become from all of the Democrat or Demopublican policies over the last several decades, that people are going to want real change. Right now,
they always want change, Wayne.
Right.
That's why Barack Obama's doing well.
And
he's talking
to,
about change.
I have to spar against you on this one. It was the number was like 25% of people who voted in the Republican primary here in New Hampshire said they didn't make up their minds until the day of.
25%.
That was a number that I saw on the internet. So I can't. I'm not going to stake my life on it or anything like that. But to me, that says these people are boobs. They're not thinking. Their vote means nothing to them. When people think about a vote, they're voting for. Oh, that sounds
he's
like
pretty.
A good idea. They're not thinking. Oh my God, I'm bringing force down on somebody else. This person's policies. I'm completely responsible for this guy.
It's going to be a long road to educate the public. Because
it is, which is why secession makes more sense, because then you only have to educate the 1.5 million people here in New Hampshire, and you don't even have to get all of them understanding where you're coming from. You just have to get a little chunk of them, or at least a small percentage of them to engage in civil disobedience or work outside of the system in some way. I think it's a lot easier to achieve what we're looking at here as a goal, and that is a voluntary society, if we focus our efforts in one state. And, of course, that's why you've moved here as part of the Free State Project. Yeah. I mean, you're not saying there's no value in secession.
No, not at all. I think it should be on the table. However, I still think there are other methods which are probably less obtrusive, you know, and maybe
drastic
and I like to harmonize with the attack rather than to meet it head on.
Well, I'm open to other suggestions. At this point, I'm at the end of my rope.
That's what Michael Rozoff is saying here in the Lou Rockwell article, that it's time to start talking about this again. Because secession has been off the table for so long, it's time to put it back on the table and start really looking at it as a serious option. I don't see that as being drastic at all, Wayne. I see the original concept here, and again, I'm talking conceptually. I don't necessarily agree with these concepts, but the original concept was that these states, they voluntarily joined the union for some perceived benefit. Not sure what that was, but they voluntarily joined this union, and it has become
something entirely different than what they joined.
Yeah, it has. The deal has changed, and the federal government doesn't have any intention in, you know, going back to the original agreement, and it seems to. It makes sense for someone to say, okay, well, we're pulling out.
And it'll make the federal government more responsive to the other states that remain.
Oh, yeah.
Because they'll say, oh, boy, these states can pull out.
Now, putting this back on the table is important because it will allow us to start talking about this again, make this a serious issue, make it something that people take as an option for the future, and it'll allow us to start addressing some of the inevitable objections that will come up. An old friend of mine was chatting with me briefly today, and I brought up the secession idea, which, of course, he likes the idea, but his immediate response was he thought the U.S. government would put battleships out in the Portsmouth Harbor here in New Hampshire.
I understand why people think that, because, you know, the Civil War was the bloodiest
conflict. Right. I think that's going to be the biggest objection we come up against.
And, you know, that's the objection to violating to going against what the government says all the time. The government,
people
when it comes down to it, is a big, nasty, violent organization.
Which is really, it's interesting that people respond in that way, in that they're so frightened. It really is indicative of how scared people are. They're so scared of this federal government that any talk, anybody that's talking about ideas of how to refuse, of how to reject the federal government, of how to not cooperate, of how to secede, is immediately met with, oh, you can't do that. They're going to hurt you. And really, that's the reason why we need to do this. They're the ones that are taking drastic action. They're hurting people. They're ruining people's lives. They're impoverishing us. It's every one of us. You know, if you don't see the harm happening, that's okay. It's happening. They're printing money day in and day out. That's harming your bank account. That's harming your buying power. That's what's drastic. What's drastic is what they're doing. For us to say, we've had enough, I don't think that's drastic at all.
Well, let's walk through this for a minute, because I think Vermont actually has had a secession movement for a long time. And there's a lot more wind in the sail of that when a Republican is in office and when it's mostly primarily a Democratic state. But what happens when a Democrat gets in the White House? How is that? How much wind is going to be in that sail for secession in Vermont when they've got their person in the White House?
Probably not as much. I'll definitely give you that. But I like the fact that Vermont is talking about secession, because it makes the fact that I'm willing, that I'm now looking at secession as a possibility, not quite as crazy. There's secession movements all over the United States.
Well, what? How would you get enough popular support in this state to accomplish that?
Oh, I don't know. We haven't come up with a plan.
Well, that's why we're saying it needs to be on the table. It needs to be something people are talking about. It needs to be an idea that's out there being promoted and promulgated by individuals that are in the media, people like us and Gardner Goldsmith, another radio personality here who appears on this show, but he also has a five-day-a-week show in New Hampshire. So to have people in New Hampshire in some level of public view talking about this as an idea will spread the concept and make it so people are discussing this as a potential option. It really doesn't matter to me if we get the majority of people supporting it, because if we get enough of a minority supporting the idea of individual secession, just forget about the state government, just saying, I'm pulling out of the federal government. If we have enough individuals doing that, that'll be effective. On the way here, more. 800-259-9231. Want your thoughts as well. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Where do you think one of the most toxic places on Earth is? The answer may surprise you. It's in your body. The colon is a natural breeding ground for disease-producing germs. It may not sound like a very appealing subject, but it should not go ignored. For over a decade now, natural health expert Dr. Lauren Ritter has educated people everywhere about the benefits of internal cleansing. Now, these benefits include higher energy levels, more comfortable digestion, high immune support, and healthier looking skin. Now you can try Dr. Ritter's colon cleansing program from the privacy of your own home. It's safe and natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. Don't let your body be the most toxic place on earth. Take care of your health by cleansing your colon and body. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. Call now to find out how you can get the colon and body cleanse risk-free for 30 days. Dial 1-800-457-9914. Call now.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Live, it's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. We're talking secession at the moment. Is Ian here with you?
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those, and they include the updates. Get signed up. We will keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Head on over to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Sound money is under attack. The Liberty Dollar offices were raided by the FBI and the Secret Service on November the 14th, 2007. All of its precious metals, computers, and records were seized. Your help is urgently needed. Go to libertydollar.org and sign up for their updates. Register for the lawsuit. Don't let the government steal your money and destroy the Liberty Dollar. And the Liberty Dollar now has out new 2008 Liberty Dollars. Go check them out. LibertyDollar.org.
800-259-9231. Join us online again, freetalklive.com. We go to Lou Rockwell to continue the conversation here. Michael Rozoff is saying it's time to put the secession option back on the table. Time to start taking this idea seriously and put the people who are in favor of the federal government on the defensive and have them defend their federal government and tell us why exactly it is we need this thing anyway.
We need education funding.
The United States of America, says Mr. Rozoff, is a political union of 50 states and a federal district, commonly considered to be operating under the authority of the U.S. Constitution that was first adopted in 1787. The union known as the USA was a creation of the then-existing 13 states of the union. Lysander Spooner has provided ironclad arguments that this Constitution is an invalid authority for Americans of today. If that is so, and I believe it is, then no legal moves need to be taken to dissolve the USA. It's already an entity that has no legal authority. In this case, the union does not legally exist. And Lysander Spooner has some very interesting writings. He was a man who lived in the late 1800s. He ran a private mail service in competition with the Postal Service and was shut down by threats of violence from the federal government.
Yeah, God knows you wouldn't want to put competition against the post office.
In his excellent writing, No Treason, he talks about how the Constitution has no authority in that it's not an agreement among men, at least not any men that are currently living. No one who is alive today ever had a chance to sign it. And so he makes a very persuasive point. Anyway, that's what he's referencing. Rozoff goes on. He says, to demonstrate that fact and make it operative, however, requires that the union be effectively shattered, and that requires the successful secession of any person or any political entity within the jurisdiction of the USA. This avenue was tried in 1860 by several southern states. The result was the War for Southern Independence, which was won by those states who supported the union. This victory established the Union as a power and as a central or national state dominant over individual states, not by legal consent, but by force of arms. The southern states were beaten into submission, and the subsequent legal political authority of the USA, such as it is, rests on its military victory in 1865. Realistically, then, most people in the individual states do not today challenge the authority of the Constitution. They accept the USA as a legal entity. Under that condition, dissolving the USA requires a certain degree of legal maneuvering, although the secession route is still a viable option that can be exercised at any time and with justification. Now, under the Constitution, provisionally assuming its sway, if not legally but in reality, amendment is possible in two ways, according to Article 5. The only way that's been used to date is that both houses of Congress approve an amendment by two-thirds vote, followed by approval by three-fourths of the state legislatures within 7 years.
Arduous.
Pretty difficult to make that happen. The other way, never used, is that two-thirds of the state legislatures agree to a convention at which constitutional amendments can be introduced. These need to pass by three-fourths vote. Both methods show clearly that the Constitution is sustained by the states. If three-fourths of them want to dissolve it, they can. Naturally, such a step involves many other legal ramifications and changes. However, the country has an ample core of Washington, New York, and other lawyers that is up to the task. Dissolving the Union can therefore be done in two basic ways, either by an effective set of secessions or by amending the Constitution so as to gut the Union. There are any number of other less well-defined and more messy ways. In fact, secessions would probably result in a messy process that would, for a time, create uncertainty and indeterminacy as to the final political results. Rozoff says, I endorse dissolving the USA. This does not mean that I endorse the 50 states or whatever political combinations of states result as a final ideal political system. I simply view that outcome, which ends the national government, as greatly preferable to what we now have. Individual states could profitably break up, too, but that's another matter. The idea of dissolving the USA and its constitution is not really as radical or extreme as it seems at first sight. The United Kingdom is on its way to dissolving. Majorities in both Scotland and England favor full independence for Scotland. The Soviet Union in 1990 to 91 dissolved into 15 separate states. Although this entailed some bloodshed, turmoil, and uncertainty over a 2-year period.
Well, of course it does, because there are people in power in Washington and in Moscow that have that stand something to lose. Those people in power control people with guns and tanks.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there was bloodshed.
He says that it was, by and large, the Soviet Union breaking up, not at all a terrible happening. There was no major civil war, anything like the war for Southern independence. The
It was very little, very small amount.
The aftermath of the dissolution of the Soviet Union has certainly been largely benign, as at least some of the individual states that have that resulted have moved in the direction of free market policies. We've talked somewhat extensively about Estonia and how successful they've been in, I think they got rid of the income tax and instituted a flat tax, and they've had their economy growing as a result of cutting back on their bureaucracy.
Ireland, too, even though they're not one of the former Soviet states. But the nice thing about all that now is that there's competition among all the different former Soviet states.
Exactly. Exactly where I was going with that point, because they wouldn't have been able to have that independence if they were still under the rule of the Soviet Union.
And the central planning and the central control.
The progress of Russia itself has been far greater than when it was part of the Soviet Union. The secession or independence movement failed in the case of the Chechen Republic after two wars with Russia. Dissolution of a political unit can lead to serious conflict when states insist on territorial sovereignty and believe that it can be maintained by force of arms. But why should the USA be dissolved? Why should we get rid of our national federal government? Why should Americans have something of a fresh start politically? The reasons for doing this are voluminous. The evidence that it should be done is extraordinarily one-sided. It's covered in detail by hundreds of publications that comprise a freedom literature. What's amazing is that there's so little discussion of the matter of dissolving the USA. We might as well say that for all practical purposes, there's none. The influential figures of our nation do not raise this as an issue. As you were saying earlier, all they're talking about is what you can give, what they can give away to people.
To buy their votes.
No one's talking about the real issues. It's certainly not on the agenda of our dominant political parties or their members. There's no ongoing debate about dissolving the union. If those individuals who favor retaining the national government think it's such a good idea, well, let them debate it. Let them show why the union should be our form of government. Let them show how wonderful the union has been for us. Let them go toe-to-toe with those of us who think the opposite. Of course, they don't want to debate this matter at such a basic level. To concede that the union could even have serious and uncorrectable flaws would be to yield too much ground. It would grant the possibility that the union is a detriment to the American people. So it's the same reason why the people that are in the establishment don't want to talk about the war on drugs. They have there's no reason why any of them would want to come on our show and debate that.
Of course not. It's the ultimate income redistribution tool.
800-259-9231, secession. We're putting it back on the table. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. www.freetalklive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic. Tactio is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tactio allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tactio enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tactio and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of JW Labs, makers of Rice Instruments since 1987.
Job stress, painful relationships, unbearable money pressures, deteriorating health conditions. Are political uncertainties and a world spinning out of control keeping you from getting the restful sleep your body desperately needs? It's true. Researchers now know that insufficient sleep can lead to dangerous health problems, including immune system impairment. But before you reach for addictive pills, listen to this exciting news about a breakthrough in safe and restful sleep. A new product called a sleep generator is now available and is remarkably simple to use. Just pop the sleep generator in your CD player and hit play. That's it. The new program uses sleep-inducing sounds called binaural beats. These scientifically engineered audio frequencies interact with the human brain in such a way that it almost forces quick, safe, and non-addictive sleep. It's just that simple. Created in a special sound lab in Lima, Peru, it seems to generate restful sleep when nothing else will. So if you're really having trouble falling asleep, go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us. They include, by the way, the live streams. We've got broadband and dial-up versions of the show, so listen live, freetalklive.com. Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does that bother you? It bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com. As we are continuing our discussion here of secession, I'd love to have you chime in. Are you scared of the idea? Is it something that it's about time people started talking about again? I think so. And Michael Rosoff at LouRockwell.com agrees. He points out that let's put this back on the table. Let's start talking seriously in public with our friends, with our family members about the idea of seceding. And that way, those who are in favor of the federal government can finally be on the defense. Instead of bickering about which party is going to give who what benefits or how the money is going to be stolen and then redistributed, you know, in which ways, because that's what the bickering is about on the national level today. Let's start talking about the real issue. And the issue is there any real need for this federal government?
You know, and I think it's a good idea. I think it's a good idea to talk to people out there about secession. Just, you know, in your daily life. And I imagine the first objection is going to be that, well, they're going to come try to kill us like they did in 1861, 65, mm-hmm. something like that. Well, I think the answer to that question is, well, do we want a federal government that's willing to come kill us because we voted to secede from it?
Back in the days when we had slaves on plantations in America, inevitably there were some slaves that wanted to leave and some slaves that would have said to them, well, you can't do that. They're going to hunt you down and kill you if you do that. You should just stay here on this plantation. At least we have food to eat and a roof over our head.
Not very good food, not very good roof, but
that's not the kind of life I want to live in this country. We continue with Mr. Rosoff from LouRockwell.com. He points out, so let's put these statists, these people who are in favor of the federal government, let's put them on the defensive. And because we do that, then, you know, or and of course they're not going to. They're not going to want to talk about this. They're not going to want to debate this because it might actually
grant the possibility that the union could be a detriment to the American people. Even entertaining that possibility in public for them might make too many people stop and think. We don't want that in America. It might make them question the existing system, and such doubts might threaten the power, wealth, privilege, and position of those who benefit from the union. Rather than debate the union, the supporters of the national government have a better strategy. It goes way beyond stonewalling, which is not even on the horizon. It's to build support for the union incessantly, to hammer out the need for more and more laws passed within the union's ambit, and to pass these laws by constantly appealing to the fears of Americans, rocking the boat, even if that boat is sinking, even if we're all swallowing seawater, is damned as a course that we must all avoid as a risk to our very lives and well-being. Almost any action of government, however ridiculous, stupid, or counterproductive, is painted as enhancing our security, even when it's obvious the opposite is the case. As we were talking last night with Brian from Colorado about the asinine rules in regards to carrying toothpaste with you on an airline. The security theme is implicit in the notion of unity. We're always asked to obey the laws, pull together after the votes are taken, end our dissent, be as one, and be as one nation. We're always asked to accept the laws, for fear that if we do not, we'll be attacked, or not have medical care, or not have gasoline, or not have income in our old age. Unity and security are objectives interlarded with the element of fear. Even in the Federalist Papers, written in support of the National Union, the appeals for unity were frequently based on heightening fears of European countries attacking the defenseless states and of states fighting with one another. That's another one we've heard. Well, then the states will just build walls around each other and they'll put border guards up and, well, maybe some of them will. That's their business. Beyond the psychological strategy of arousing fear, which has not changed in over 200 years, the tacit assumption held by almost everyone is that the union
is... One advantage to the Constitution is that states can't issue their own money that isn't backed by gold and silver.
So now the federal government's not... They're the ones that are issuing their own money.
Yeah, they're issuing the crap money.
So beyond the psychological...
By the way, before you go on with this article,
sure.
I had a conversation with one of my good friends who is a Jewish banker in New York City.
Oh, yes. And I met him.
Yeah. Did you meet
him? Yeah, we met.
Anyway, I talked to him the last time I was there about fiat currency and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he's been in the financial industry for almost 10 years now, and he hadn't really heard the term or understood the term.
Wow.
Now he's beginning to see it. And he's would really like to see. And by the way, this is a guy who's right there trading these stocks.
Yeah.
Didn't really know what fiat currency was.
Wow.
Because they're enmeshed in the system, they don't really get the concept.
Right. They don't teach that in government school.
He's like, hey, and you're doing pretty good, Mr. Gold. You know, because he knew that I was buying gold and silver.
Yeah.
And, he's like, what are you doing that for?
Well,
you know, Buster.
I've also heard during the Ron Paul campaign that there have been a few times where I think there was a debate going on when the trading floor was open, and actually when Ron Paul came on, there was a lot of cheering going on in the pits of the trading floors, which is a good sign that these people recognize the value of real free markets.
It's not hard to explain these ideas. It's just that people need to start talking about them again, and they're not getting any discourse on the national level for the most part.
There's also a lot of people that have put a lot of time and effort in developing modeling software to predict where the economy's going, where stocks are going, and they're all broken now because of all the intervention by the Plunge Protection Team and the Treasury, and nobody can really predict where things are going now because of all the intervention.
It's arbitrary.
Yeah, it's totally arbitrary and totally random.
At some point, it has to fall through.
Continuing with Rozoff at LouRonquel.com, beyond the psychological strategy of arousing fear, which hasn't changed in over 200 years, the tacit assumption held by almost everyone is that the union is some sort of permanent political entity that deserves to be maintained, and that has the worth and the value to be maintained. The tacit assumption is that no other political arrangement could serve the American people better. The applause given to national laws is always based on how much good those laws will do. And those two assumptions are both false. The federal government is inept, inefficient, overbearing, power-hungry, dictatorial, and unjust. And it's becoming more so as time passes. The record on war-making alone is enough to show the negative value produced by the Union. Without the Union, the American people would either have avoided nearly every war they have fought in, or would have had a greatly reduced role in these wars. Other wars and conflicts may have occurred had there been no Union, but they could not possibly have been at the scale of the wars that Americans have fought under their Union. with many independent states, the incentives for making internecine wars would have been vastly reduced, because the cost of fighting would have fallen more directly on the individual states that actually chose to participate. With the Union, a central power existed that could extract resources from every individual state's citizens and could force every American and every state into major conflicts that those individual states would never have entered by themselves, and which they could never have paid for by themselves. The Union became the vehicle for making more and bigger wars, simply by forcibly amalgamating the combined resources of all the individual states. Far from avoiding wars by a position of a deterrent combined strength, the Union engaged in more and larger wars using that strength. As matters stand, the existence of the Union made possible, at greatly enhanced scale, the War of 1812, Mexican-American War, War for Southern Independence, Spanish-American, Philippine-American, World Wars I and II, Cold War, the Korean War, Vietnam, Afghanistan, several Iraq wars, and countless other interventions and hostile actions in other countries. Only with the Union would we have what we today have, a bloated empire saddled with trouble spots all over the world. These bring us only insecurity, even as we're made to believe that American troops and interference overseas will assuage our fears. Only with the Union could we possibly have major political figures from both parties who promise us that we'll be at war for the next 100 or 1,000 years. There's nothing that the Union accomplishes that is good. If there be anything that cannot equally well or better be accomplished by the 50 states or subsets thereof acting alone or in federations with one another. There's nothing inherently good about this idea. There's nothing great about more centralization. There's nothing more efficient about collecting money from all 50 states, putting it in one central pod, and having bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. make decisions for everybody.
If you can think of something, please call in.
The lines are open for you. 800-259-9231. More on Secession. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Can you hear that? It's the Federal Reserve stealing your savings. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar, 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's been America's inflation-proof currency since 1998. Use the Liberty Dollar to make money, do good, and have fun. Get it at a discount and use it at a profit. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit LibertyDollar.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267. It seems like every time you pull up to the pump, gas prices have gone up again. Not only is it frustrating, it's costing you more money than ever before. Well, the solution is here, and it's called System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus increases horsepower, improves engine performance, and restores compression with one easy application. System 48 Plus even cleans the engine walls, saving you from costly repairs. It works with regular or synthetic motor oil and can even be used in diesel engines. System 48 Plus guarantees you will see a 2 to 4 mile per gallon increase, saving you fuel and money. Order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus for the special discounted price of $19.95 plus $5 shipping and handling. For a limited time, buy four cans of System 48 Plus and get the fifth absolutely free. Save your sanity. Save your money. The time is now. Order your System 48 Plus for only $19.95 by calling 866-527-8430. That's 866-527-8430. Or order online at system48.net today.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
It's 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then we invite you to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up for as little as $3 a month. And the purpose of the program is to go above and beyond the call of duty that a normal listener would do. We give away all the stuff on our website. So you can, you know, leech all of our files and participate on the BBS and the wiki. And we'll never charge you a dime for that. But if you like what we're doing on this show and you want to help us get on more radio stations around the country, help us spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible, well, throw us $3 a month. And you can do it with any major credit card. You can do it with PayPal. And there are some alternative ways as well, because some people, they don't like credit cards or PayPal. And so we've got some alternative ways. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about it. It's making a big difference for us. It puts advertisements in major talk radio industry publications. It gets us to conventions, to schmooze with the bigwigs. Very important for us to have this going on. And we've got over 400 amplifiers today. We'd love to have 500, and you can be one of the next ones. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get perks, too, like the amp-only call-in line, chat room, forum, all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. So continuing briefly with a little bit more secession talk and then getting to some phone calls here. And I still want to hear from somebody that has a persuasive case in favor of the federal government. Would love to hear from you if you've got it. Michael Rozoff at LouRockwell.com is a retired professor of finance, is basically coming out with a pretty persuasive argument saying this needs to be on the table. We need to start talking about this seriously. This needs to be discussed. We need to make this an option, and we need to seriously look at carrying it out, at getting out of this awful federal government.
Well, the Lakota people have already taken action.
Some of them have. There's some internal conflict over that, apparently, as I understand the current situation. But the more the merrier. And it doesn't have to be done on a state level. It can be done on an individual level. Just announce your secession from the federal government and stop participating with their crap. Anyway, Rozoff continues here. He says, the union is now a coercive monopoly force at the apex of our political system. It gained the monopoly role by defeating the southern states, and it's continually enhancing its position of dominant power by obtaining political changes, such as the direct election of senators and the broadening of the popular vote. It's not stretching reality too far to say our national government's becoming more and more like the Soviet Union's Central Committee, though that was a party organization, or like the Politburo. A tiny group of men and women run the country, sustain and increase their power, gradually diminish civil liberties, and gradually regulate every aspect of the economy, and gradually make every citizen fearful of even speaking out against their actions. What's the logical result of union? Centralization of power and an increase in oppression and the likelihood of further oppression.
If we don't think about dissolving the United States of America now, we'll be thinking about it later when we, as did the citizens of the Soviet Union, begin to chafe and grumble on how bad things are. But why wait for those sad days that are nearing when Medicare and Social Security both fail, or when bombs are dropping on American cities, or when our roads develop even more potholes or even more bridges collapse, or we find that our dollars are worthless? Why wait? Dissolving the USA is becoming more and more an urgent and visible matter. Let us do a favor for ourselves and for our children and grandchildren. Let us place dissolving the USA at the top of our political agenda. And I agree 110%.
You know, there are those who will say, well, we won't. What about the Constitution? Well, every state has a Constitution. In fact, New Hampshire has a very
good one.
Yeah, we have a very good Constitution.
The right to secession is enshrined in the New Hampshire Constitution. The right to civil disobedience, as I understand it, is also enshrined in the New Hampshire Constitution. That's good stuff.
Good stuff.
So, again, you've got an objection to dissolving the federal government?
I wouldn't
call in.
Get so excited about the New Hampshire Constitution when you're talking about these things. It also enshrines the right of every person to own own arms.
Oh, that's a good thing, right?
Well, I'm a person. Do I have the right to own an arm in New Hampshire? No. They're violating their own damn constitution.
I
would agree with you that they that you have more effect in New Hampshire than you do in the United States government. It would be easier to enact something in that way.
I didn't sign the New Hampshire Constitution either. I think Wayne was just making a comparison between that and you're just pointing out there already are 50 constitutions.
That's right, and people forget about them because we always think about the federal constitution.
Right.
When your own state has a perfectly good constitution.
Most state constitutions are better.
Yes.
When you start reading them,
they're
more clear and they're better.
Let's go to the phones. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Cody's been waiting patiently. Cody, in Maine, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Hi, guys. I would just like to say that I have a gift for you. I have a real live liberal with me in the room.
Ooh.
Would like to talk about secession in a little bit. But first, I need a little help with a homework assignment, if you don't mind.
Sure, yeah.
I am a senior right now, and to graduate...
High school
year,
or college?
In high school.
Okay.
Right now, you have to write a research paper about something to graduate. You have to actually get an interview with somebody to graduate. And I was thinking, let's interview a radio show.
Okay, that works.
The reason for that is because I'm actually doing my research paper on radio when everyone else is doing boring stuff, like abortion and AIDS and all of that junk.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Radio is cool. Okay.
It is. And, I am a fan of radio because I actually do a show.
Really?
A radio show or podcast?
It is a libertarian podcast and live stream that no one listens to.
Oh, you've got to start somewhere. Show. Throw it out there and maybe someone
Cody
will.
Cody O'Connor Show, Cody O'Connor Show. What I want to know is, I'm trying to make the case for internet radio, basically, and I'm just wondering, you do a internet radio show and a regular radio show. Which has brought you more success?
The internet show, I would say.
I'm not prepared to go there. I think that
basis for our success.
I would say that it's the basis we've built.
Without the internet, the show would not be where it is today.
That much is true. They certainly work together. The revenue has come from the radio side.
That's true, because advertisers see radio stations as valuable more so than
they do internet listeners. Even though I would say that our internet listeners probably respond to ads, certainly.
I think that's starting to change. I think the advertisers that we're bringing on board are starting to see that their results are really coming from our internet listeners more so than our radio listeners.
Yeah, very slowly. But to get somebody on board, to get those new ad dollars, which are so important.
You've got to show them how many stations you've got.
You have to show them stations. And, you don't need a lot to run a podcast, though, if it's just a hobby and that kind of thing.
But did that answer your question?
Yes, that helps a lot. Money is a big issue. And then there's censorship, of course, which, honestly, I would love to swear right now, but I can't. And that stinks.
Well, you could, but then you wouldn't be on the air with us anymore.
Exactly. And I have a liberal friend who wants to talk to you.
Well, you should bring him in. If you had more, do you have more questions for your report?
I have one more question. How do I get famous?
Well, how do you define famous?
Right.
I want to be a big deal one of these days. I want to get into radio. What do I do?
If you want to get into radio,
on like stations with transmitters?
I'll let Ian answer this question.
Stations with transmitters, that kind of radio?
Well, let me just ask. I mean, I'm doing a podcast right now. Do you think it's possible to actually get big by just doing a podcast?
I don't think it's impossible. I think the podcasts are going to get more and more popular. Somebody has to be out there and be on the forefront of it. And I also think that it's a generation pool for the things like radio, satellite radio.
Yeah, a talent pool.
Yeah, they're going to draw from that area.
But I think
there's a lot of value in doing your own podcast.
Caveat to that, though, Mark, it's good and valuable to do your own podcast in that you're getting practice. I mean, if you're a senior in high school, I wish I was doing talk at that time. I didn't start my talk career until I was 22. So you've got a real, quite a head start on most people, and that's great. And so you can develop your skills off the air on a podcast, but you can't expect to just be discovered because there's so many different podcasts out there. So what you should do is once you've refined your product and you're ready to try to get on the radio, is you should shop it around to local radio stations. That's usually a good place to start as a possible, you know, potential weekend show or producer role, or heck, even start as an intern. That's probably the best way to do it since you're so young. You know, coming in and giving a radio station program director your demo isn't going to really knock his socks off, most likely. This really is a kick-butt show. So starting as an intern for the station is a better way, because then you can get to know the staff on a personal level and a business level. You can develop rapport with them, and then there will inevitably be an opening that comes up, or you could just sort of drop hints like, you know, I'd really love to get on the air, or I'd love an on-air internship, because usually when you start interning, they have you packing the van and hanging banners and things like that.
Yeah, and, you know, don't be... We basically started the show on a Sunday night in Sarasota, Florida, and we didn't really get paid for it. You know, it's just an opportunity to be on the air. We did start getting small amounts as far as compensation, but I wouldn't make pay a big issue.
Cody, if you had more questions, hang on. I know you had your liberal friend who wanted to get into us with, I guess, about secession, so we'll bring him and you back in hour number two, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. Do you need